The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
The disciples of John approached Jesus and said, "Why do we and the Pharisees fast much, but your disciples do not fast?" Jesus answered them, "Can the wedding guests mourn as long as the bridegroom is with them? The days will come when the bridegroom is taken away from them, and they will fast. No one patches an old cloak with a new piece of unshrunken cloth, for its fullness pulls away from the cloak, and the tear gets worse. People do not put new wine into old wineskins. Otherwise, the skins burst, the wine spills out, and the skins are ruined. Rather, they pour new wine into fresh wineskins, and both are preserved."
The Gospel of the Lord.
This isn't my first time to St. Cecilia's Catholic Church. The first time was, it's probably about 6 years ago now, I was coming for what the vocations committee used to call the seminarians and retired priest social or dinner. And I was here and welcomed by a very large and vibrant community, so I suppose it shouldn't surprise me to see so many of you gather here today, but just so wonderful to have that continued support. Being my first time standing up here and preaching, it is a little bit awkward. I'm not sure which way I should be facing, if I should just look this way toward the baptismal font, or I'm just going to look this way and you guys get the profile shot. I'll look over every once in a while, but I'm talking to you too. This gospel is familiar to all of us. As I was praying over it, you know, I tried to imagine, what was it like for the Pharisees and for those disciples of John when they first encountered Jesus? The Pharisees and the Jewish tradition had been going on for years and for years. They were the trusted people of God. They had a tradition established, rites and regulations and rules about how you were to worship God, how you were to comport yourself in front of Him. So when John comes on the scene, preaching a baptism of repentance, calling the people, the lost flock of Israel, back to God, things were kind of normal to them. John wasn't the Christ. He wasn't preaching something completely new. He was calling them to conversion. Like many of the prophets of old, he was calling them to conform their life. But they were staying within that structure of what the Jewish people had come to know and what God had revealed to them was the way in which they were supposed to live out their lives. So here comes Jesus, the Son of the living God. He's no ordinary prophet, and he's no ordinary king of Israel. He's the living, incarnate Son of God. And so when the disciples of John encounter Jesus, it's something radically new. He's inviting them and calling his disciples into something radically new. And thousands of years of tradition of the Jewish people couldn't allow them to contextualize or frame what they were encountering. They saw this Jesus and his disciples going around and proclaiming the good news, which didn't always seem so good to people who had been living within a very structured, devout life of faith. Jesus was presenting something new. For us in our day, I don't know about you, when we encounter new things in our life, sometimes there can be a little bit of hesitancy, a little bit of fear about what to expect. And so we encounter something new and we want to put it right into a framework of exactly how it's going to be. I was ordained a week ago today. So I come into the priesthood with some kind of concept of exactly how it's supposed to be. I mean, I've been being formed to be a priest, well, maybe since my mother's womb, but certainly for the last 8 years, and they tell me, this is how to do this, this is how to do that. But really, until I encounter that experience, until I enter into this space, I can't really know what it's going to be like. I can't know what to expect. I have rules and regulations to follow, and I'm sure you guys can help keep me on track if I slip up today. But our stance as Christians, brothers and sisters, is one that should be open to the surprises that God wants to bring to us. When we encounter Jesus Christ, do we put him into a box that we can define easily, that we can know what to expect? Is the Son of God someone who can be grasped and have a full conceptual understanding of? Jesus Christ came to us to reveal God incarnate so that we could tangibly encounter our Lord and Savior to save us from our sins. But he's always going to remain a little bit outside of our comfort zone. He's always going to call us a little bit further in our lives to stretch and expand like that wineskin. We can't approach Christ day after day with the same old wineskins. We have to approach him and to let him transform us into something new. That's what this is all about, my brothers and sisters. To be transformed into a new creation. To become true sons and daughters of God. And what that looks like, we don't have a clue. We don't have a clue. We can turn to the saints as examples of those who followed that path in the surest way. And of course, today on the first Saturday of July, on the memorial or the celebration today of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, we can turn to our Blessed Mother too. What did she do when she encountered something new as a young woman when the angel Gabriel came to her? How can this be? It didn't fit her schema, her idea of what she was going to do with her life. She had no ideas. But when the angel Gabriel came to her, she said, Fiat, let it be. So brothers and sisters, as we turn to the Lord in worship and in praise today, and as we get ready to embark out on whatever the Lord has for us out on the streets of Beaverton, this day, let us turn to Mary as an example and say, Fiat, Lord, let it be. I'm not going to go out there and encounter you in the streets and put a framework and a structure on exactly what is going to happen, but I'm going to be docile to your Holy Spirit working and living within me. We come here to receive the Lord and to be transformed and then to take him out onto the streets to break all expectations of what his people should look like and be, to transform the hearts and the minds of the people of this great community.